A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Yay! It's the Wild Ginger Running November competition! Hi everybody, welcome. Sorry we're a day late. Yesterday I had a migraine. I don't think I've mentioned it really before, but I've started to get migraines. Usually it's when I'm looking inside and then I'm looking outside and it's a really sunny day outside, so that's why I get them. And I think that I was talking to someone and they had their back to a big window, and I think that's why I got a migraine. So it's just like it's just really annoying. I've been and got my eyes tested and it's absolutely fine, so don't worry. It's just I have to be really careful. I have to like wear sunglasses indoors. So that's why the competition draw is today and not yesterday. But we've got loads of really amazing prizes. So if you want a shout out, then post something in the live comments, and also comment below as well once the live broadcast is over. It's always great to hear from you. I'm just going to give you a little catch up from what patrons have been doing this month as well. We're going to welcome some new patrons. I'm going to ask you a question, and I also I'm going to answer a question about polls. Okay. I'm just loading up Facebook actually, because I forgot that I also asked for more patrons things that people were doing in November. So just in case anyone's posted below. Cool. Okay, brilliant. We've got some people that want shout outs. That's great. Okay, awesome. We'll do some shout outs. Cool. Okay. Right. So welcome to new patrons. We've got Graham Rumbelow, Ryan Ritchie, Sean O'Keefe, and Peter Mergiets. So welcome to you guys. Thank you so much for supporting me on Patreon. And thank you so much if you are still a patron as well. It's really, really appreciated. It's so kind of you to support Wild Ginger Running YouTube channel. And it's just really nice to have like a little community and a team around me. If you ever have any questions, any of you patrons have a question, then just please don't hesitate to either comment below in the YouTube comments, or actually better still, contact me on Patreon, because then I'll know you are a patron and I will be able to just answer your question for you. Training, nutrition advice, motivation, if you want to share anything, like you've done an amazing race or you've just done this amazing training run and you want to share with me a great view or something, then definitely get in touch, because it's just so lovely to hear from you. So how it works, the competition is, for anybody who's new to the channel, is every month Wild Ginger Running has a competition, and it's usually £400 worth of trail and ultra running goodies up for grabs, and you get automatic entry if you are a patron. So that's how you enter. Basically, it's just for patrons. There's 97 patrons at the moment, so you've got a really good chance of winning something. If you're a patron for about a year, you'll probably win something. So that's kind of how it's worked. Some people have been really lucky and won like three things, but mostly everybody will win something eventually. So you just gotta hang on in there, guys. So we've mentioned the new patrons. I just want to mention Patrick McCann and Tina. So Patrick is due his Wild Ginger Running buff. Oh, do I have one to show you? Wild Ginger Running buff. Here we are. Wild Ginger Running buff. These. Patrick's due one of these in January for his 3 months loyalty on the upper tier. And Tina is due hers in February, so I'm looking forward to sending these to you guys in the new year. I need to get some more buffs done. This is, I've got some other buffs in my shop that you can just buy, and I need to get some more. I had like a light blue colour for them, and I'm thinking of like either pink or orange. So I'm going to put a poll in the Facebook group later today. So if you could have a go with that and answer the question or comment on here, then that would be really great. We've got a question come in as well. So we've got a few people saying good morning. Good morning to you, David. It's great to hear from you. Mike Haler says morning as well. Hi, Mike. Richard says, glad you're feeling better. Thank you, Richard. That's really kind of you. And David says, will you be selling a black version of the Wild Ginger Running t-shirt? So yes I answered this question in Facebook for you, David, but Facebook's so big you probably didn't see the answer there. So the reason that I haven't got any black t-shirts is because this logo is black and in white it looks really pants, but I can do a gold version of the logo and do it for you in black. So if you, David Pollard, personally put your order in and write a little note on it saying black please, just order any colour and I will be able to sort that out for you. So you just order it as normal, David, and I'll sort out black version for you because we've got a special deal. And Sean's here as well, new patron Sean. I hope you heard your shout out, Sean, earlier in the broadcast. Thank you so much for becoming a patron. It's fantastic to have you in the gang. So we've got a few shout outs. David Pollard, who is watching right now, is running the Manchester Marathon this April in aid of Charlotte's Bag charity, which is battle against glioblastoma. So that's a type of cancer. So that is fantastic work there, David, for raising money for that worthy cause. And good luck in your training for the Manchester Marathon. And Peter DB is doing a night race this weekend. I know about this because his race starts at 5, so he was asking about nutrition. So I hope that the comments on there helped you, Peter. Then we've got some more patron shout outs here. So Tracy Hampson, she wants a shout out to Get Better Soon. Oh, she fell over someone's discarded full drinks bottle. Oh my goodness, running the other night, and she ended up in A&E having an x-ray. Oh my god, Tracy. Oh, that's so sad. So she's going to miss out on two events this month because she has something as bad has happened to her ankle. Oh, it looks really swollen. She's posted a picture here and it looks really swollen. So she says it could have been worse. Yeah, look on the bright side, Tracy. It could have been worse, but that is really annoying. I really feel for you. But she has done the Warrington Way 40 mile ultra and the Wilmslow 10k last weekend. So, well, you've been going good. Just treat it as a rest, Tracy. Have the rest of the month off from me. It is Christmas. Just eat a load of, I was about to say eat a load of tinsel, but you don't eat tinsel, do you? Eat a load of chocolates and Christmas pudding and recover. Arlene wants to update us as well. She says, I hope you feel better, Claire. My sister is calling me, but I don't have my phone. Decline. Sorry. That's my sister. She's coming to visit me. I told her I was doing a live broadcast, but I'll just put this phone on airplane mode. Sorry. Right, airplane mode. She's probably going to be delayed because of the fog. It's really foggy here today. Arlene says, thank you so much for the Montaigne jacket, her prize for the last month. Last month's competition. It arrived here in the US and it's a lovely ginger colour. So she's put a post up there. It's a lovely orange Montaigne jacket and she's really looking forward to it in her trail race this December. She hopes it doesn't rain, but she'll be ready. And tomorrow is the registration for the Montaigne Virtual Spine. So she says maybe she'll virtually see me there. Cool. That's fantastic. That would be amazing if you do the virtual spine, Arlene. So good luck with that. That's amazing. I'll just see if anybody else on Patreon wants a shout out. And Triface says, good morning or hiya. John Airy says, hiya. Oh, morning seems to be a really good time to do a live broadcast. So Triface must be Tracy. She has already been eating all the chocolate. Oh, I hope you recover soon, Tracy. That just sounds so annoying to fall over a discarded water bottle. Poor you. And yeah, everybody on Patreon just says, hope you feel better soon. They don't want any shout outs. Okay, fine. Right. We better get rolling with the competition. Right. So, what have we got? And we need to answer a question about polls. Remind me when we get to the polls draw, I need to answer Severin's question about polls, which is over there. Right. So we have in the prize draw for November, a silver cross trail 7XT, which is a super bright head torch. If you haven't already heard me bang on about this super bright head torch, there is a film about the Silver Cross Trail 7XT and other, like, why you might need a super bright head torch in the film description below. So definitely check that out just in case you might need a super bright head torch. If you don't, I have got a budget head torch review coming out this Monday at 5 p.m. So a silver head torch, the Scout, the new Scout X is included in that. So definitely give that a watch. But that one's worth £160. So this is like amazing prize if everyone wants to win this prize. Then we've got a Morton goodie bag selection worth £60. So that is an awesome prize. I love Morton stuff. It's not too sweet. Eliud Kipchoge uses it. Kilian Jornet uses it. The top runners at the UTMB this year were using it. It's very expensive. So we all want to win this goodie bag. but it is worth it. I'm nearly running out of my free sample, so I might have to bring myself to actually buy some. It pains me, but I might have to. It's that good. Okay, so then we have got let me just see, we've got an Innovate, we've got a selection of goodies from Innovate. We've got I think that's next. That's next month. I'm ahead of myself. Sorry, I'm looking at the wrong bit. Okay, we've got, from the Drinks Edit, we've got an unspecified quantity of freebies from the Drinks Edit. I think it's going to be like around £100 to £150. Last time we did this competition with them, they gave three people these really cool goodie bags with like some wine, some beer, some not gin, you know, that kind of spirit thing that you mix with a mixer. So I'm going to draw three names out of the hat from this and you'll get something from the Drinks Edit. It's fantastic. I really, really love a low and no alcohol beer and spirits these days, because just like with a toddler, you're just literally exhausted and then you get a migraine. It's just, life is just throwing everything at you. So non-alcoholic beer is definitely the way forward. I've had two sips of alcoholic drink since the 23rd of August. And that was because I went on a cocktail making night with my friends and Steve and her partner. And I just went mad and drank like the equivalent of probably 10 cocktails and then was sick and could not function the next day, and it was horrendous. So I'm like, literally, I'm never drinking again. And I know you always say that, but I'm actually never drinking again. So the Drinks Edit is a really, really good option. Because drinking makes you not sleep very well, and that's, sleep is one of the best things you can do to repair from running. So that's where the running side of things comes from with the non-alcoholic drinks. So then we've got the Ultimate Performance style run vest worth £25. It is theirs. Really bright, great for winter running. We all need one of these to be seen and safe. And then we've also got from Ultimate Performance an Ease LED waist bag. So this is like a really bright LED thing that you wear around your waist, and it's reflective. So people can see you coming, and it's got highly visible detailing, total freedom of movement, and it's also water resistance and it's ultra lightweight. So you can just pop like a phone, credit card, keys in there, maybe even like a little snack or something. So that's really useful too. That's worth £18. So we'll have two winners for that. Then we have a book from Damien Hall. We had Damien Hall on in the live interview chair the other month. So check out his interview. I will put it in the film description below as well. But if not, if you want it on a podcast version, then just type in Damien Hall, Wild Ginger Running, in your usual podcast provider and it should come up. This book is called We Can't Run Away From This, and it's all about, like, as runners, what we can do to be more eco-friendly. It's kind of depressing, but I read it with a kind of positive attitude, like, I do a lot already to try and be as eco-friendly as I can, and this just gave me some other ideas. So if you are wanting to preserve the Earth's beautiful places and, like, preserve basically the human status quo on the planet, like, the planet doesn't care whether humans live or die, but if you want to have a hand in reducing your personal impact on the implosion of planet Earth, then definitely read this book by Damien Hall. It's excellent. Then the last part of the prize is very, very exciting. Like £500 worth of prize. This £517 worth of prize this month. We've done well. We have got a pair of running poles from Harrier. Where have they gone? Harrier. There we are. The Harrier Helvellyn Pro Carbon Running Poles. Now I have a pair of these. I tested them. I have. I'll put a link to the review film in the film description below. But just Google Wild Ginger Running Harrier poles, and that review should come up. They are very good. They're really light. I think they're like 420 grams for the pair, which brings them much more in line. Maybe they're 360. Sorry, I may be giving you false information here. Anyway, they're about the average weight of poles now. They used to be a little bit on the heavy side because the Helvellyn versions are 70 pounds. These ones are 90 pounds, but they are substantially lighter. So I would definitely recommend these poles if you can just stretch that extra 20 pounds. Just like maybe like go without some coffees or like, you know, like eat beans on toast for a week, save money and buy them because they are much better. It's much better to have lighter poles. Cool. Right. Let's do some more shout outs before I draw the results of the competition. John Airy, what says, stop calling me Shirley. I never called you Shirley, John. I don't get the joke. Okay, so Lloyd Watkins says, morning, good timing, as now we're all stuck in work. Oh, can you watch stuff at work? I can never watch stuff while I work. Peter says, morning all, haven't missed anything. Yes, you have, Peter. Watch from the beginning. I gave you a shout out and I told everybody that you're doing a night race this weekend. Good luck, by the way. Hope you're still watching. David Pollard wants to win the head torch and alcohol-free beers. Right, I will put in a message to the fate gods for you there, David. Right, okay, let's get on with the competition. Let's draw it now. Right, everybody's names have gone into the virtual hat. I have to press the button which makes the bonk sound. Yes, good. Going. Right, Silver Cross Trail 7XT head torch is going to none other than patron Paul Jones. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Should have a klaxon. He has won it. That's fantastic. You can, no excuse now, Paul. You've got to do loads of night running. Next prize, the Morton. 60 quid worth of Morton is... it has landed on Sharon Murphy. Sharon Murphy has won the prize. Congratulations to you, Sharon. Morton stuff will be winging its way to you shortly. Right, we've got the drinks edit now. Who is going to win the non-alcoholic beer? I love non-alcoholic beer. It's delicious. So, I'm going to press this three times. First one, we've got three prizes here. First one is Peter Savage. Peter Savage has won to be confirmed goodies from the drinks edit. Definitely check out their website. It's really good. It's like every single non-alcoholic and low alcohol item is on there. It's really, really good, especially in time for Christmas, because yeah, we all know what Christmas New Year hangovers are like. Right, next person's going to win another bundle from them is... Ooh, it is another Peter. Peter Hunt. Right, this is going to be funny if there's a third Peter. Wonder if it will be Peter the third. So Peter the second is Peter Hunt. Congratulations, Peter. You'll be getting some Drinks Edit goodies for Christmas. And the third person... it's not a Peter, it's Alan. Alan Pearson, you have won the Drinks Edit bundle. Congratulations to all three of you. So that's Peter Savage, Peter Hunt, and Alan Pearson. Whoop, whoop. Yay. I think I've run with one of the Peters, Peter Hunt. I think I've run with him. I think he lives in Tallington, which is really near Stamford, where I live. I'm sure that he came to our running club, and I'm sure that I've run with him. I hope that he doesn't think that I am avoiding him. I haven't been to running club for ages because it's just at bedtime. It's just like I just run in the day now, especially in the winter. I just run in the light. So yeah, congratulations to the two Peters and to the Alan. Right, let's do the ultimate performance style run vest. Okay, it is going to be Neil Swift. Neil Swift, you have won the ultimate performance style run vest. LED rear lights with constant or flash mode to make you visible for half a mile. You will be very safe this winter. Right, who's going to win the little pouch, the little Ease running waist belt here? Ease LED waist bag. Yeah, there must be a light on that as well if it's called the LED waist bag. Brilliant. So that is landed on Brian Burgess. Brian, you have won the Ultimate Performance Ease LED waist bag. Recommended retail price, £18. Congratulations to you. Awesome. Right, now we come to the Helvellyn polls. Remind me after this to do the polls, to answer Severin's question about polls. Okay, so let's see who's won them. It'd be really ironic if it was Severin that won the polls. Okay. Oh, no, sorry, Severin. It's not you. It's Andrea. Andrea Merrill. Are you watching? Andrea's usually on the live chat, but she's not here today. Andrea, I can't wait for you to watch this back. You have won the Helvellyn Pro. Helvellyn Pro Carbon Running Poles from Harrier. Absolutely fantastic prize. So you've got to book in some long hikes or some long races this coming year. Okay, last prize, Damien's book. We can't run away from this. It's David. It would be funny if someone called Damien won Damien's book. I don't think we have a patron called Damien, though. David, you have won Damien's book. We can't run away from this. That will be winging its way to you very soon. So put it, yeah, for your Christmas reading. So congratulations to all the winners. That is fantastic. Let's get rid of all these prizes now. And let's just answer Severin's question about polls. So we'll keep the polls picture up just to have that there. Okay, so Severin has a question about polls. Let's get that question in the live chat. Here we are. And then I'll do your live questions. If anyone wants to do shout outs, then I will read them. Okay, so she has a question. When walking, yeah, so you want them shorter when uphill and longer for downhill. So how does that work with a single length pole? Because the Helvellyn Pro Carbon poles are just a single length, so you've got to know how long of a pole you need. And usually you do that by putting your, if I just stand up, if you stand up and you have a right angle between right angle at the elbow, that is... when the pole is fully extended and just on the ground, just in front of you there. So that's where you ideally want the pole. So with a fixed length pole, you obviously just can't change the length for going uphill or downhill. So you just have to kind of put up with it. So that's why it's so important that you get the right pole length to begin with, because it needs to be, it needs to not be so long that you're not kind of going like this up a hill, but then not be too short that you can't use them going downhill. So that elbow at 90 degrees angle with the pole just straight down below you, touching the floor, that is a good indicator of how long a pole should be. So that's what Andrea is going to have to do now to see what length pole she needs. That's why I always recommend getting a variable length pole first, because you'll find that it's annoying to have to adjust them all the time. So actually, probably like don't really bother. So you'll find that you'll hit one length and you'll be like, right, yeah, that's the length for me. And then you can go for that length when you get your next pair of poles, which will be like potentially a lighter fixed length pair. So I hope that explains things. If it doesn't, give my poles film a watch. I'll link to it in the film description below or the show notes if you are listening on the podcast. So, we've got some questions here. I'm going to just answer some questions and then I'm going to tell you what's in next month's competition. Mrs. C C M R 80. It's like trying to read out all the letters there. Says, hello, didn't know there was a competition. Yes, there is a competition. Every single month there is a Wild Ginger Running competition for patrons. So if you support me on Patreon, you get automatic entry into the competition. It's just for patrons. So there we go. Then John is trying to explain his joke. He says, I need to see the movie Airplane and then I'll understand. I'm surprised I've never seen that film. I might watch it as a Christmas film. Thank you, John, for the suggestion. And Tracy says, congratulations, prize winners. Yes. Oh, I wish you'd won something, Tracy, because I feel like I want to give you something for your recovery. Right. The next month is now. It's December. Can't believe we're in December already. Actually, I can. It's called time, and it just endlessly, relentlessly powers forward. If you are looking for Christmas presents, do consider the Ultimate Trail Running Handbook from yours truly. If you haven't got this already, then sorry to keep banging on about it, but it's very useful, hopefully. I've been told that it's quite useful. There's training plans in there from 5 to 50k, and there's loads of advice, nutrition tips, exercises, strength moves, recipes, ace races. If you have got it already, buy it for a friend. There you go. That's the sales pitch over. I have to do that because this is like, as a self-employed person, I don't really have a pension. So I'm treating this like as a pension. So if you could all help me out and buy the book, that'd be fantastic. Thank you very much. Okay. End of plug. Let's get in with the next month's competition. And do tell me what you're doing this weekend as well. It's nearly the weekend. I'm doing a Santa fun run. Aha! I've got to dress up as Santa and run around a muddy field at Burley. I'm going to take Finley, and Steve's doing it as well. That's Finley's dad, my husband. And yeah, I'm very excited about that. More excited than I should be, I think, for a 5k run. But it's just so fun. Last year I watched with Finley and I swore that I would do it this year because it was so mental. 1,500 people dressed as Santa all running towards you. It was just really fun. I'd love to be part of that. My friend did it with her son in a wheelbarrow. So that was really hard. They ended up just like walking with the wheelbarrow. Cool. Tracy says, I had a left foot running sock in day one of my advent calendar. Oh, that is so cool. Oh, what advent calendar is this though, where you get socks? I only knew that you could get chocolate ones. Oh, need to know more about this. Maybe we should do a Wild Ginger Running advent calendar. Oh no, too many ideas. Stop that. Stop it, Claire. Peter says, all those Peters. That's for the non-alcoholic beer prize. Oh yes, because Peter is also Peter. It's just spelt differently. Oh yes, that would have been so good if we got a hat trick of Peters to win that prize. Sean has a question. He's going to be in Northborough over Christmas. Where's Northborough? Round the Deepings. He usually runs the roads around the Deepings, but do I have any good trail route recommendations? But any hills? Let me just Google Northborough so that I can see how close you are to various things. Northborough. For someone who did geography at university, my knowledge of local places is actually horrendous. So Northborough. Where is Northborough? It is... Ah, it's really near Stamford. Okay, right. So you're basically like going to be running whatever. So I would head west. Definitely you can run around Burley House near Stamford. That's really, really nice. Rutland Water is probably like half an hour to the west for you from there, so I would go over there as well. There's actually loads of nice trails around Stamford itself, so if you look on my Strava you'll be able to see where I go. Don't follow everything on Strava because sometimes I get lost and I walk through a farmer's field, and so I wouldn't want everyone traipsing through. So if there's not a footpath sign, then don't go that way. I've obviously got it wrong. But yes, there is lots of places to run around Stamford. I would also really recommend Fine Shade Wood to you, which is going to be like southwest. Fine Shade Woods, Wakeley Woods, they're great places to run as well. There's also a load of footpaths around Castle Bytham, that area, if you go a little bit north. So that's really nice. place to run as well. But yeah, look at my Strava and you'll see, not from recently, but from about a month ago when I was doing my half marathon training, I was doing quite a lot of runs. The run from Stamford to Easton on the Hill is a really nice run as well. So I hope that helps you out, Sean. And thank you very much for becoming a patron. And Tracy says that the advent calendar is from Bimble and Bolt. Cool. Okay. Well, I will check them out. Right. Let's find out what is up for grabs in the December prizes. Right. Again, we have the perennial Silver Cross Trail 7XT super, super bright head torch. Check out the film in the link to the film description below. This may be the last month of this head torch because this has been promised to me for 1 year only, 2022. So this might be the last chance that you have to win this head torch. I'm really hoping, fingers crossed, that they will give me this head torch or another similar head torch for 2023. But I am going to find that out when the PR people email me back after I tell them who's won this prize for December. So, yeah, here's hoping to more silver head torches in the monthly competition going forward. Then we have Morton, and similar here, this was promised to me for a year. So I don't know if they're going to renew on this. So this is the last opportunity we may have. I'm going to try and renew all these things, obviously. But if not, do know that for the first 4 months of next year, I have managed to bag us 70 quid worth of tier charge stuff. So that's also very good. But yes, hopefully we'll still have Morton in the new year. Right. And then next prize is a Joss Naylor hoodie. So this is called the Hooded Midlayer and it's worth £45. And it's from Ascendancy Apparel. It's a super nice little lightweight kind of wear it after you run hoodie. And it's really, really cool. Yeah, that will be a lovely prize to win. Joss Naylor obviously is the super ace legendary foul runner living up in the Lake District. He had a stroke a few months ago. I tried to go and see him when we went up for Keswick Mountain Festival, but he was moving house at the time. So hopefully I'll get in touch with him and hopefully see him when he's feeling a bit better. And I'll keep you posted as well. But best wishes to Joss for a really good recovery from that. So the next present is an Innovate running pack. So we've got the Innovate Venturelite 8 hiking pack and a beanie hat as well, and a rag. So that's one of these. They're not allowed to call it a buff because buff is an actual brand, a bit like Hoover and Sellotape. So they call theirs a rag. So that's just that one there. There's lots of different colours. I'm sure it doesn't have to be blue. The hat does look like it has to be black. But yeah, and there's a bag as well. That is their prize from Innovate. We hardly ever get a prize from Innovate, so this is really cool. I had to guilt trip them into it. that's a prize from Innovate. Thank you very much. And then there's a book by my friend Sabrina Virgie. We have a film about Sabrina that I made when she did her Pennine Way extravaganza, like 72 hours along the Pennine Way in September 2021. September 2020 it must have been. Yes, September 2020. This book is all about her Wainwrights. So she did the Wainwrights a total of 4 times and finally she got the overall record on it. It's since been broken, obviously. It got a lot of attention and other people came to break it. But this is a book about how she broke that record. So it's really, really enlightening and really, really interesting. So I really enjoyed reading it. Then the final present that we have, prize is chocolate from 18 Noir Ultra. So I love chocolate, especially dark chocolate. So I thought, oh, maybe I should be an ambassador for 18 Noir Ultra and get free chocolates. So I use these bars as a real pick-me-up. I cut out caffeine from my life. I don't have any caffeine in my life. So when I eat one of these bars, it's the equivalent to me having a cup of coffee and it makes me go a bit mental. It gives me a lot of energy. So if I have one of these bars or even half a bar before a run, it really like powers me along. And also like if I need to get something done at work, I just take like a bar. I want to say half, but I actually end up eating all usually. And it really, really pings the mind. You like, it gets it going. So I really, really like these bars. There's an endurance one, which is kind of got a little bit of salt in it, which is really nice. There's an apple-y one, which has got like bits of apple and cinnamon in, which is gorgeous. And there's a banana-y one as well. It's got like little bits of banana chip in there, and it's just similarly delicious. So I've managed to blag you guys a set of 9, and 2 people are going to win it. So it's a set of 9 bars worth £30, and I've got 2 of those prizes for you for Christmas. And now, if you do want to buy any chocolate from 18 Noir Ultra, I do have a discount code, and that is in the film description below. I've got 20% off, so if you want to get any, then use that discount code for sure. Cool. Okay, that is all the prizes for next time. That comes to £422. And that is everything, I think, for today. I better go and phone my sister back and see why she was calling me in the middle of a live broadcast. How rude. And yeah, it's just great to hear from you. Thank you so much again if you are a patron. If you are not a patron, consider becoming a patron in order to win all these fantastic prizes that I just showed you. Let's get them up again, and we'll just do a little bit of a smiley face there. Where's the other ones? Here we are. This one and this one. And oh, what was in the middle there? Oh, Sab's book. Sab's book, where are you? There you go. Okay. Okay, I'll use that for the thumbnail next time, you see. Okay, that was a little bit of behind the scenes. Cool. And Sean says thanks. Let's get Sean's thing up. Sean says thank you. He's going to go over Stamford Way and check out some trails. Yep, I definitely would recommend that. Sean, there's loads of really nice trails around Stamford. Oh, and John Airy's got a suggestion. He's local as well. There's also the Green Wheel route from Peacock to Crowland. That's awesome. If anybody else can help out Sean with some routes around Northborough, anybody local, then that would be amazing. Just type them in the comments below. Cool. Okay. I'm going to head off now. And yeah, thank you so much for being patrons. It's awesome running the channel for you. I hope you have a super, super good weekend. And if anybody else is doing the Santa run at Burley House near Stamford, then let me know and I will say hi. Cool. Okay. Thanks for watching, everybody. See you soon. Bye.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.